Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's episode, Young Cho shows us how we can create a virtual machine using Windows Azure. In this how-to video, Young creates a Windows Server 2012 virtual machine within a matter of minutes, showing us what options are available, as well as how you can manage and remote into it. Young, the mic is yours.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. I am Young Cho, Technology Evangelist at Microsoft. Today I am really excited. Why? Look at the outside. We got cloud, we got blue sky. It's kind of my kind of day. This is a great day to talk about Windows Azure. And in this next few episodes, we're going to talk about Windows Azure, how you create virtual machine. And then you can RDP into it. It's a very exciting stuff. So let's get on it.
You finally sign up Windows Azure 90-day free trial, and you get your email, you got your credential, you know how to sign up, and finally, you authenticated in, and you reach the management portal, and here you are. This is the management interface that is presented to you, and if you notice, at this time, in this subscription, I absolutely got nothing under it. Everything is zero. So what we're going to do is we are just going to go ahead and show you how to create a virtual machine very quickly by just clicking. And when we finish all this process, you notice we will have a couple of items that create in different category. Let's go ahead and create a new virtual machine. Now you can do a quick create or from gallery. Quick create is for you to put in minimal information, and if you don't need to do any fancy configuration, for instance, high availability, that kind of stuff, you can just use quick create. And I'm going to show you what's in the gallery, right? There are BizTalk Server, SQL Server, 2008 R2 SP1, and Windows Server 2012, August 2012 release. There's also SUSE in Linux, a non-Microsoft product, non-Microsoft workload, are here available as well for those who are interested in deploying non-Microsoft platform into Windows Azure. Here you are. For us, we're going to create Windows Server 2012, and we're going to click Next. Give a name for your virtual machine. So I'm just going to put it like YC1, all right? Because what happened is later when you try to remote desktop into the server, you need to pre-qualify your machine name. And so I just like to give a simple name. And the administrator password, give it a strong one, right? And there's a five different sizes that you can choose, five different type of virtual machine with different kind of power that you can deliver. And from extra small with 768 megabyte memory to all the way to 14 gig and 8 cores. So you can have from really barely minimum just for testing purposes to all the way for production use. All right, I'm just going to keep it a small one and do next. This is the DNS name of this particular virtual machine. So I'm just going to call it YC1. Keep it the same with the machine name. And the storage account, if you have create storage account already, at this time you will see that listed in the drop-down list. And you can pick and choose, right? And you can also deploy this virtual machine to different data center that we have around US, Asia, and Europe. For this one, I'm going to put it in East US. If you have multiple subscription, for instance, you may have one for production or several one for productions, and other set of subscription ID maybe for individual department or for testing, for QA, for development, what have you. So at this time you can specify the subscription, and basically it translates to which account you're gonna charge against with. And doing next. Availability set. If you are designing a highly available infrastructure or workload, and then at this time you can specify which particular set you want to put this virtual machine in. This is basically give you an opportunity such that certain part of your infrastructure, if you want to make sure that's always available, you can use the availability set to achieve that goal. Click OK. So it is going out. Allocate the storage account. Create the virtual machine for us. And so I'm going to pause the recording, and then when you finish, we will come back. All right, we are about 5 minutes into the process, and it has created the virtual machine and is actually doing the rebooting. All right, we have the virtual machine up and running at this time. We started around 9:16, 9:17, so it's about, 7 or 8 minutes, and we have successfully deployed a virtual machine, and we can take a look at the configuration at this time. If you click the endpoint, it says when we do remote desktop, the public endpoint is going through the port 64132. So in other words, when you RDP into this machine, on the public side, it's coming in as a 64132. Once it hit the Windows Azure Edge server and got authenticated in, when you make the connection with the virtual machine, you're going through the standard 3389. If you look at the configuration, this time it's running a small template, which gives us 1.75 gig memory. And if you do want to change that, you can do that. And once you change that, the machine will actually get it into an updating process. Let's go ahead and RDP into the machine. So I hear connect to RDP into our target virtual machine. We're going to do open and connect. So we're going through the port 64132, and I'm going to authenticate in as the administrator of this particular virtual machine. So that will be YC1 administrator and the password. All right, once it hit the Edge server, and this is actually a certificate coming from the target machine. All right, if you see the certificate, it is a self-signed certificate that from the target machine. I'm going to OK that, and I'm going to yes. So it's making the connection. All right, so we're accessing our target virtual machine that we have just created a few minutes ago. So here's the server manager interface. And for those who are familiar with Windows Server 2012, you know we can operate without a touch device. So you can still use your cursor to bring up, you know, different user interface that's available in Windows Server 2012. And for instance, if you press the Window keys, you go back to the start screen, you press it again, you're coming back to your last application, which in our case is the desktop, and which is running Server Manager at this time. So you can use this as a self-training tool. And so no more excuse that you don't have a machine to deploy Windows Server 2012, you don't have extra laptop for you to install, you don't have extra storage, you don't have extra partition to install Windows Server 2012, you don't have a touch device. All that excuses are gone. All right, you now have an opportunity to practice the Windows Server 2012 and master this new platform. Now coming back to our management interface here at the Windows Azure Management Portal, and this is our virtual machine that's running. You can go ahead and click the endpoints, and you will see the configuration that we have for public port, that's 64132, and internally we use standard 3389, and you can edit that, you can change that if you want to, all right, for whatever the reason. That you can change these ports for security reason, for your standardization, for your corporate policy, what have you. You can change the name, right? You can do that. If you look at the configuration, this is a very interesting part. You can actually change the baseline configuration on the fly. Let's say if you, for whatever the reason, either you expecting increasing workload, or you simply just need to get more memory because it's been too busy, or you estimated the original, you know, the requirement may be inadequate, and now you want to change it, you can actually change this on the fly. I won't do it at this time, because what happened is once you change the baseline configuration, it will be in an update process. At that time, what you're going to see is when you're coming back, you're going to see it's in an updating process. And I encourage you to experiment that. See what kind of options now you have, what kind of flexibility you can integrate that into your standard operating procedure to help you become more efficient. At this time, we actually create a storage account on your behalf. Because remember I was telling you, when you create something in the cloud, this is a persistent virtual machine. We need a place to store it for you. So we create this storage account on your behalf. If you do have additional storage account, remember at the creation time, you can specify a specific storage account if you want to. But this is the one that the system created for us. And if you look at the details of it, you see there are three different Azure storage that's been created for us. One is Blob, Table, and Queue. This is Windows Azure storage, and Blob is just a big chunk of binary storage, and we use that to store, for instance, like media data, those unstructured data, you can put it there. Tables, this is not the relational database table. This is just something for you to store. You can store structured data here. You can store record. You can store kind of rows there. What you don't have here is the referential integrity. Queue, this is for application communication. In other words, you have multiple applications that want to talk to each other. You use a queue. This is a standard practice when it comes to programming. You put it in a queue, and based upon the queue discipline, first in, first out, first in, last out, what have you, right? And then you can use the queue. Now in Windows Azure, you put this queue there. What's significant about the queue is when you read something from the queue, it does not automatically delete that message from the queue. You need to explicitly to say, I want to read it and I want to delete it. All right, and this is kind of the programming piece of it. But for us IT professional, we just need to know what it's for. And these are all automatically created that for you. And notice there's a URL associated with it. This is how you can access these storage. And this is created on your behalf. At this time, what you can do is you can go ahead, go back to your virtual machine and continue practicing and evaluating. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually customize this image and build a SysPrep image from it for further deployment. So until then, enjoying Windows Azure Virtual Machine, and I'll see you in next episode of Virtually Speaking.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. We create a virtual machine, we RDP into it, and at this time what you can do is you can go ahead and customize your virtual machine. In the next episode, I'm going to come back and show you how you can build an image and use that virtual machine as a template to further deploy additional virtual machine in Windows Azure. I see you next time.